Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful Sunday, right before Thanksgiving.
And this is
K-Dizzle. We have a lot to be thankful for.
And the cat did not chase the fiddle.
mean, today's show is called Why Does Drama Follow Some People Wherever They Go? You know what I mean? We all know them, you know what I mean? If you're from Chocolate City or Chocolateville, like I like to call it, we got a cousin or a friend or an associate that every time you look up, it's just something new with them. Every time you look at them, you're like, nah, that ain't possible. That is not possible that every time you look up, some new drama that follows.
Who's eating the bag of, who's eating the bag of potato chips?
I don't know.
I'm definitely not eating potato chips right now, so I'm going to say it ain't me.
It wasn't potato chips anyway.
Well, whatever.
I was opening up a bag of chicken because
okay.
I usually cook while I do my show. I can multitask.
Too much information. But anyway,
whatever.
You
say
it, Tony.
Don't hate.
Yes, indeed. So, you know, today's show description was called Drama, 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 and More Drama. Bad relationships, bad friendships, bad decisions. Why does it always seem like some people is always in some bull beep, you know? And that's how we're going to run it today.
Well, you know what, Tony?
Let me throw my two cents out there. I think people are drama bred. They come from situations of drama. So ultimately, as they grow up and go through this journey called life, they tend to believe that that's the norm.
And you know what? I agree with you on that. Some people can't seem to live without some kind of drama going on in their lives. I guess their life is so boring.
It's got to be everybody's business. Who's screwing the paper boy? Who's liking the milkman? They got to be everybody else's shit.
And it's like their lives are so boring, they have to create drama, you know, in order to get some type of attention. And
they don't like nobody. They don't like nobody. They're jealous of everybody. And at the end of the day, they don't even like themselves. Drama, drama, drama.
Exactly.
There you go. And that right there, the last part, is one of the big things that I wanted to talk about today, because when you really take the time, you know, most of us ignore them because they get on our last nerves. And you're like, man, you just too much with the bullshit.
You're just too much
with the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But once you turn the magnifying glass at them, you will, at the core of all that is unhappiness. You know what I'm saying? At the core of all that is unhappiness with not only themselves, but their life. And there even might be a measure of jealousy to other people's life, because people out there are like, look, please don't bring the bullshit to my house. But then they say, you acting funny.
Yep.
You be funny acting, or if it's a dude, man, you with the funnies, man. No, Negro, you with the funnies. Because, you know what I mean, each day you get up and you're blessed to open your eyes, the day you're supposed to grow just a little bit more than you did the day before, man.
You know?
This wise man once said that we had to be put on this planet for more than walking around stepping on ants every day.
I like that, and sometimes it's simple things like that that are really the summary of what this life is all about. You know what I mean? Like I said, we all have a friend, a colleague, a family member that you're looking at them, and they just stay on that bullshit. And you're like, why? And there really is no why, because, you know, in their head, this makes perfect sense to them.
Well, it's like I was saying, that's all they know, you know, so they create, you know, drama and make, because they're miserable, they make everybody else around them miserable. I know,
and we all,
no matter
what, you know, people say it is what it is, and really what it is, we all are a product of our environment. If that's what you raise with and come to know as the normal, that's all you know, unless something somewhere is interjected into your life to give you another viewpoint from another observation point. Other than that, that's all that you know, that's all that you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, even, all right, okay, I like that, but I want to ask a question about that. Well, why is there so much resistance when you're trying to bring a new avenue to the fold to be like, look, You know, because you might even care for this person, but, you know, you just know they're full of drama. And you're like, we can't be like this forever. When you going to change? When is it that you're going to understand that you can't just be in everybody's business like that?
Well, let me ask you a question. They got this word, and the word is ignorance. Ignorance is not necessarily crazy, but ignorance is ignorant. And if you're ignorant, you're not going to necessarily receive the knowledge of information that's given to you.
Well, then, you know, people say that ignorance is bliss, so.
And other people say ignorance of the law is no excuse. So I'm saying ignorance of life is no excuse if you have the tools to do better. Now, some people don't know what they don't know, and that's where they get stuck.
That's true. That's true.
If you don't know something, there's books, there's computers, there's teachers, there's your neighbors, there's your friend.
But a lot of times you don't know something until you have to come up on it and deal with it.
That's what I said a lot of people don't know what they don't know.
Right, and that's why I was saying that some people say that ignorance is bliss. Well, it can be
some
blissful up until you get
no
into
excuse.
Some kind of trouble. You know?
Man, I didn't know I was going to kill you. Well, I'm just going to lock your ass up for life because you should have known.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's certain things that you know, should be bred in you anyway, you know, right from wrong. But then there's other things that you know, you might come upon that you weren't aware of.
I think the hardest thing a man or woman can do is make a conscious effort to change, to find a flaw in their character and personality and make a conscious effort to change. And if people don't do that, drama's going to continue because they do not see nothing wrong in what they're doing.
Well, they probably don't see nothing wrong in a little bump and grind either, but if they don't know, you know?
Huh.
It depends on the person, I would think.
I think there's some definite truth to that, though.
Mm-hmm.
There's some definite truth to that it depends a great deal on the person, and sometimes it takes a certain measure of, what's the word I'm looking for right here now? It takes a certain mindset, you know, a certain mindset.
That's why it's always good to be up on what's going on in the world. Read the newspapers, watch the news, you know, even though the news can be jacked up and the newspaper too, but, you know, it's still letting you know certain things is going on and talk to people. You know, don't just be all up in yourself and stuff, you know.
Some people seek spiritual awakening where something happens traumatic in their life, and then, you know, they step back and look at how they've been rolling and see, you know, all the errors in it. And then at that point they make corrections, or at least they attempt to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could agree with that. I agree with that because that you'd be definitely spending, you know, that's sort of one of those self-evaluation things you're talking about, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, some people get sick, go to the hospital, you know, and they have a period of time where they have to lay up there in the bed and they don't have nothing to do but think about things. You know what I mean? Think about things. And sometimes those type situations bring about a change, but had not that a situation occurred to put your butt there, you probably still would have been doing some of the things that continue the drama-filled life.
Well, it's like I said before. You know, some people know right from wrong and they know better, but they just seem to think, well, hey, let me start some shit over here. You know, let's get this going. Let me talk about them and say somebody else did it. You know, and that's all they know. You know, so you end up, you know, they either end up getting their ass whooped or just, you know, just being ignorant of what they're doing.
That sounds like
some
deceitful, evil, malicious, I don't know, there's a few other names for that type of shit.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. That's
what
I'm talking
about. But they don't see it as that, though. That's the crazy thing about it is that sometimes you're looking at them like, you really
like,
don't
what's wrong
see
with
it,
you?
Do you? You know what I mean? You're like, you don't even get it, do you?
All right.
What
right.
you mean? And it's like talking to a wall, man. And so, you know, one of the things while we're on the air discussing it, as a matter of fact, shout out to everybody out there listening. Thank you for tuning in to Can a Player Play, Lady Joy, K Dizzle, your boy, Pretty Tone. We up on here. You know, we're chopping it up and talking about people who are just filled with drama, filled with hatred, filled with jealousy, enviousness. The list could go on, and you're looking at them, and some people, and this is not an excuse, some people, based on their dysfunctional upbringing, like K. Diddy said earlier, that's what they know. But
mm-hmm.
then there are some people who you know their mamas and their daddies raised them right. What the hell is their issue? You know,
sometimes we hear situations where you have professionals, you have a mother and father that may be, you know, lawyer, one may be a doctor, the kids are raised with the caretakers and nannies, so they associate themselves with the elements in the street. These people come from good homes, you know, they got come with good educations, but they don't have that one-on-one time with their parents, so the streets become their parents. So those ones, to me, get caught up in society, and they shit become drama, you know?
Hmm.
That's a very good point. Stick and stay, y'all. Don't go nowhere. We're going to take a quick little musical break.
In that 21st century, doing something mean to it, do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need the same music. One man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. The broken, the schools closed, the prisons open. We ain't got nothing.
www.playersuniversityfygu.com. Get your copy, support your boy. Autograph copies available in these sites. One love. Peace out.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the show. Can a Player Play? The usual suspects up on here. Lady Joy, K Dizzle, and your boy Pretty Tone. We're talking about drama field, folks, you know what I mean? Thanks, I want to thank everybody that's tuned in online, listening in on their phone. All, you know, the couple people in chat room, holla at your boy, Sweet and Friends, I see you. I want to thank you ladies for having me on your show the other night. It was greatly appreciated, man, you know. The love y'all give to me, trust me, I give it right back. So we up on you talking about drama-filled people we have around us, that all of us know somebody like that. It's just always something. It's just always something as we try to navigate this life. And one of my goals in this life that I live for is to be better than I was the day before. And I've gotten really much more serious about that, because it makes no sense to go through life and be the same as I was before, because there is always room for improvement. No man or woman or child is above reproach. But there's some people that as you're growing and as you're trying to present the newness that's being brought to you, they just still on the bullshit. And that's what we're talking about today. So if you want to call in, 646-929-2870, join us.
Press the number one.
Absolutely, to chime in and give us your opinion. You know what I mean? Drama, drama, and more drama. You know, you have a friend, male or female, who all their relationships, be it personal relationships, professional relationships, you know what I mean? Whatever kind of, always seems to end up with some measure of issue. You know what I mean? You ask them how their mama is doing, they're like, I don't know, I don't talk to that person. Okay, well, how's your brother? And I ain't messing with him either.
I got a question for Joy. How come a woman that get with a guy, but she's constantly telling the guy, you know, that he don't do this, he don't do that, like the guy she was with before him, right? But she couldn't be with that guy either. So why do women do that?
Same way, same reason that men do that. I mean, like, you know, it's a person creating drama. They just can't get along. They're never satisfied with whoever they with, you know? They're, for one thing, they're not satisfied with themselves, so they're not going to be satisfied with somebody else. You got to love you first.
Oh, okay. See, that's...
So
that's,
it works
that's
both ways. Is,
well, that's the ingredient I was looking
why,
for. Satisfaction.
Yeah.
Satisfaction.
Exactly.
That was the
exactly.
ingredient.
Yeah, you got to be satisfied with yourself first. You know, can nobody else be satisfied with you unless you are, first of all, because if you're not satisfied with yourself, it's going to be, you know, yeah, anybody can see that.
How you
know?
Feel about that, Tony?
Man, I'm going to tell you something. The word satisfaction, it depends, you know, what are you talking about, instant gratification, because we live in a me, myself, and I time.
Yep.
A me, myself, and I time, and, you know, you're constantly talking about what somebody else ain't doing for you. The question becomes, what are you doing for yourself? Because
exactly.
each of us, everybody has voids in their life. I got it. Everybody got a void, something, you know what I mean? If you grew up, let's be on some real ish. If you grew up, even when you grew up rich, because I've met rich folks with all the money in the world, and they miserable out their damn mind. And that taught me a great lesson. Because growing up poor, I always thought materialistic things would fill the voids that I had. You know what I mean? When I was wearing rings that were cubic zirconia, I thought, okay, when I got diamond rings, I would feel better about myself. Not. I thought, okay, I'm driving a bucket now. When I get the big dog car on the big dog rim.
Fancy up.
Hold on. I don't know where that's coming from.
I don't know where it's coming from either.
Oh. Yeah, that definitely wasn't me, homie.
Wow.
So I'm going to say Blog Talk was tripping. And
yeah.
I'm going to
That was crazy. But Tony, but we were just talking about satisfaction, but I was using that in the instance of the ingredients that create drama. What actually we're talking about is in the comparison to one who wasn't, you wasn't satisfied with that person. That's why you're with this person. But then you putting that on this, putting it on this man or woman, comparing her to somebody else or another failed situation. You know, another failed relationship, but you comparing what this person not doing in a favorable light, but that shit didn't work either.
Now,
like I said, that person wasn't satisfied with themselves, so they're going to find fault with whoever they get with.
And you see, and most of us never want to be self-reflective. Like right now, you know what I mean, I'm living the things that I talk about. And, you know, this show is a vehicle for me to address life on different issues that are out there, that especially my people in Chocolateville. You know, I'm going to be on some real ish. We come from generations who never really want to address psychological issues. Just deal with it. You know what I mean? You're too finicky or whatever it is they come up with. Truthfully, you have to become very reflective to look inside yourself if you're constantly, if you've gone through 1, 2, 3, 4 relationships or friendships, and ultimately you found them wanting. The question becomes, is it them or is it really you? And most people never want to admit that it's them.
Right.
Because that would mean that I'm less than. But you got to go inside yourself and understand that we all got flaws. We all got issues. No man, woman, or child is above reproach, man.
That's right.
God didn't make no perfect people.
Except
so that
me.
Means we're constantly a work in progress.
Absolutely.
Now, a lot of people would want to believe that they are perfect. No such, as my man Kay Dizzle just said, no such thing as perfect exists, but the strive to perfection is the goal of your life, because in that strive you will make yourself better. You polish up your edges a little bit. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So how much satisfaction you expect to give? Months ago, we did a show and I asked the question, there's some people who want the stars, the sun, the moon, and everything else. But what the hell is left for me after I done give you all that? Because then you're going to want more. Now, I'm not going to say lower your expectations, but I'm going to say some people be on some fantasy ride crap, on some real talk. You're too caught up on some fantastical tales that you done wove in your mind, and you think somebody else got. Nah, you ain't never seen no crap like that in real life. You saw it in movies and read it in a damn book.
Now, they can dish it. They can dish it, but they can't take it, because half the shit they expect, they're not willing to give.
There you go. So that brings up another all-important question. What is one willing to give or sacrifice? Because that's another thing about this me, myself, and I generation that we've become. Nobody wants to sacrifice. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you need a diamond in the rough, and you got to polish them up, but you got to make sure that diamond in the rough you found has the necessary ingredients and qualities to become a quality diamond. Sometimes you find a damn crystal, homie.
And sometimes,
or a piece of glass.
And sometimes you can find that diamond in the rough and polish it up, and then that diamond don't stay with your ass.
Oh, here we go.
But
that's
then
a reality. That's a reality.
That is a reality. That is
a reality. I see it happen every day. And I see guys go through that road of drama as a result of that, because out of them polishing and creating this diamond, this work of art, this precious stone, comes this thing called ownership, which they seek. Because of that, they got a commitment and ownership, and in actuality, they do not. Hence, drama.
And more drama.
Yes.
So,
and that's just like the female that sticks with the guy that don't have nothing, putting him through school, and once he makes it and becomes successful, he leave your ass for a white girl.
He was making dick payments.
Oh, you're wrong. I'm not even going to step on that grenade.
You're wrong.
Hey, well, I had to say something to keep Joy from running off with it, because you know she was going to come up with something else.
What?
Oh,
Let me give you an example. I got a homeboy that is an NFL player right now. All the time this boy was struggling through college to even get to the team, his girl gave him nothing but hell, made his life a living nightmare. But he kept saying, baby, look, baby, just hang in there with me. Everything's going to be good. Everything will be, I love you, I love you, I love you. You know what I'm saying? This dude took so much, he was committed to the relationship. He was committed to the relationship. By the time this dude finally did get successful, he did get into position. You know what he did? He gave baby some money, and he stepped up out of that relationship. And the first thing she said is just what you just said.
What?
What did you just say? He left and went and got with a white girl. No,
yeah.
He left her ass because he couldn't take it no more, and he was in a position where he could go.
Okay.
But it
wasn't because he was trying to go be with somebody else.
Yeah, that's
I'm
why he
asking
t-
you.
Huh?
I'm asking you.
What?
Was
asking
he
what?
Supporting him?
That's why
he
gave
successful.
Her a chunk of money, and he left because he couldn't deal with that shit no more.
Well,
she
ran him off.
It
couldn't have been that bad because regardless
she
of
ran
what
him
his
off.
Position was in, if it was that bad, he should have left from the get-go, okay?
She ran him off.
Yeah, well, yeah, after he got successful, that's some bullshit right there. Okay,
no,
because if, yeah, no, but what I'm saying is if he was that miserable, regardless of whether he was successful or his way up the ladder or whatever, you know, nothing in life should make you miserable that you got to stick to it in order to make it. You know, there's other ways.
Oh, I hear people doing that all the time, too. Well, I didn't leave you because we got kids.
There's other ways.
I didn't leave
because
we got kids. I got to stay with your crazy ass because we got kids.
Yeah, well, that's wrong, too, because that's not good for the kids to see the parents act a fool either.
But is that a reality or not?
It's a reality, yeah. I'm not saying it's not a reality. That happened, you know, these type
okay.
of things happen every day, you know. So I'm not saying it's not a reality, but you know, there's two sides to looking at it, too. You know, because with you, it's always, why the woman got to do this? Why the woman got to do that? Well, it works both ways.
No, it ain't me. I just put
them
in the trunk and run over every railroad track I can find in the city.
Hold on. This is time for the public service announcement. The opinions expressed by KBD are solely his own and do not reflect the overall view of the rest of the hosts on this show about putting women in trunks and driving around. I just
over railroad tracks.
And run it over, folks.
Yeah, running over railroad tracks. Got to leave the railroad tracks, man, because it ain't no fun if you're hitting no railroad tracks. I want them to feel every bump in the street.
Gosh.
But, you know, I see, that's another thing, man. You know, I want to throw this out there when it comes to drama in your relationships because, you know, the ladies in the chat room talking about don't wait for success to run. Drama comes from
exactly.
the dude. If he polished her up, he thinks he made her into who she is. So, ladies, I had to hit y'all. Look, yeah, I had to hit them with some women got that Elmira syndrome. They find a brother and clean him up. Then y'all want to parade a brother around like he y'all's trophy. Like, he wasn't nothing without me. You know what I mean? So don't just act like it's just the fellas who do that.
Oh, and disrespect him in front of all his homeboys. He can't have none of his friends.
He can't have none of his friends
come to the house.
It works both ways. That's what I'm saying. So y'all always talk about what the women always do. That's negative. Men do the same damn thing.
Man, you know
so
you've been screwing up stuff since Eve.
What? What'd you say?
What made your madness? What you say, K. Diddy?
I say she know they've been screwing up stuff since Eve.
Oh, see there
hey,
you go.
That's what the Bible said, though.
Oh yeah, blame us. Okay, it's always like y'all.
Oh, you are female, correct?
Yeah. The last time I looked, I was. What? Did you
all
change?
Right, then. I rest my case.
And
look,
your point is?
You know what I mean? I'm going to tell you something, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand something about this life that we lead, man. You're not supposed to get up every day and deal with bullshit, especially bullshit that can be avoided. On some real stuff, you got people who are born, you know, and I'm on this spiritual journey lately, and I'm seeing things through a different color lens and understanding the greater and bigger picture that's out there. You have people who are born in Sudan. You have people who are born in countries where they get up every day and they live with bullshit, real bullshit. People coming into the village murdering people. Men coming in raping the women, killing their husbands, taking their kids. People that got to walk 20 miles each day just to get a bucket of clean water. That's bullshit given to them. And so you understand why they may be a certain way, but some of us, we live and we get up each day and we got food to eat. We got health and strength. We got freedom. We got things that most people would sell their soul to get, but yet we just get up every day on some bullshit, holding on to shit from yesteryear, you know what I mean, and trying to bring it forward like my man K. Dizzle talking about relationships, so you comparing, you know what I mean, this, he didn't do this, she didn't do that. Work on what you got, man. Bullshit is not something you got to get up and just deal with every day, man. Is that really what you're living for? Get a passport and go travel and go walk with somebody who got to walk that 10 miles to get a bucket of clean water and walk it back to the hut to take care of their grandmother and make sure their little brothers and sisters have clean water. That's real bullshit. The drama and the bullshit and the gossiping about who's sleeping with who's screwing who did this, does that really matter, man? And this culture we live in kind of thrives on that. They build magazines. You know, you got this fucking show, TMZ, and all these sudden reality show that has turned pettiness and bullshit into a mainstream way of life, man. You know what I mean?
Preach it, Tony. Preach it.
But hold on. We've got a couple people in the chat room talking about ain't no fun if I can't run my man. What the hell? Oh, so now y'all looking for robots. But y'all just talking about brothers.
Nah, they looking for Doormat Danny.
There you go. Shout out to Playerology. They're definitely looking for Doormat Danny. And then somebody talking about, that's right. Then the other one talking about, what a man, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't nobody should be taking nobody's dignity and pride from them, you know what I mean?
No, they don't want a man. That's what that is.
You want a damn puppy. That's what you need, Elmira. So you can love it and kiss it and hug it and hold it.
And love it and rub it.
And then when they get tired, they can say, go to the corner.
You know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, this forum that we have, this show every Sunday we come to and we talk about life. One of my things is, man, that we are too busy in the business of tearing each other down. I do not need to stand on your head to get where I need to be. Now, if I got to kick some ass to get where I need to be, I'm down for that because you're not going to stand in the way of what I'm trying to build for myself. But if you're with me, why would you not want me to build myself up? And if I'm with you, why wouldn't I want you to build yourself up? Who the hell wants a broken down ass piece of motherfucker, man?
Absolutely.
And sometimes you also need to admit when you yourself are broken, say it. Stop acting like ain't nothing wrong with you when you got dysfunctional ass thoughts going through your head, man. But even though it's normal to you, a piece of you knows that it's bullshit.
Preach on, my brother. Work it. It was like I said before, Tony. you know, a person got to be satisfied with themselves. You know, you got to be happy from within. And then it shows all through you. You know, if you're miserable and fake and phony, I mean, you can see through that shit. You know? But like I said, some people, that's all they know, is to be miserable and make everybody else miserable. Like they say, misery loves company. So you got to recognize what's going on with you before you can put it out there for somebody else. Because people get hurt for a whole lot less.
Such violent thoughts.
I'm just saying. They do. You know? Now you yourself, you don't want nobody talking little shit about you and starting messing and all that and involve you in some bullshit. You ready to drop kick nigga in the next week. So what?
Well,
why are you always messing
I,
with me anyway?
Because I'm a work in progress, and if
yeah,
I have those flaws, then I'll pray on them tomorrow or today.
Today. So, Tony, do we have any callers calling in with any expressions? Tony? Is Tony there?
I don't know. I don't see him. Where he at?
I'm right here, man.
We thought you had left the building.
Nah, not at all. You know, Block Talk, and they blocked the brother out, but I'm back like Chucky.
Okay.
The switchboard is lit up. Hold on. I see somebody on here from 718 trying to jump in. Let me go on and let him up in the room. 718, welcome to the show.
Yes. Greetings, everybody. This is Sweetie Love.
Hey!
Well,
yes, I have to, you know, make a correction there. You know, in the reading of one of the comments, and it read, "There's ain't no fun if I can run him," meaning that if I have to be the man in the relationship, there's no fun in that. I want a man, so ain't no way that, you know, real women don't want to run their men.
Exactly.
Real women, you know, if their man needs building up, they build them up. Real women, you know, don't do the things that would cause them to give them the money and run.
All preach.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, sister.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I want to throw this out there, too. Since we got it, this is a we equal opportunity supporters and abusers on this show, because men and women are not off, and brothers need to stop spending too much time trying to break your significant other down.
Exactly.
Because if she's weak, she's a reflection of you.
And it ain't her fault that her job pay her more money, so you don't have to make her feel less than because she's making more money than you right now.
I ain't never figured that one out. You know what I mean? You need to go, once again, it's that dysfunctional mentality that all of us have allowed to just breed and fester into the society that we live in, man. You know what I mean? It's as though being normal is abnormal and dysfunctional is cool. No, dysfunction is dysfunction. You understand what I'm saying? And if you encourage drama, if you encourage bullshit, it is what's going to fester around you. If you spend time breaking somebody down, how the hell do you expect them to stand up? Then you yourself get mad at them, like, why the hell you can't stand up? I don't know. Maybe because you've been standing on their hands, feet, and head for the last couple of years?
I don't think those kind of guys, man, won't they make the stand up, man, because that's the only way that they feel like they can be the head in their household because of their own insecurity. So they got to break somebody down in a way just to feel good about themselves, which ultimately is self-defeating. You know what I'm saying?
Man, listen to me, man. We all need to, my chocolate people, I talk to y'all, but I'm really talking to everybody. But I talk to my people because it hurts me. You know what I mean? I be trying to be on some real ish a lot of times, you know what I mean? We too busy, got to move, try to move away from where we are, people, in order to just have a life, because, you know, the dysfunctional nature of the crab and the bucket mentality just encourages more drama. You know, I've gone to school. I've worked hard. I've worked two jobs to go through school, and I finally decide to do something nice for myself, and you've been posted up down the block just doing you, smoking weed and doing whatever it is you do, but in your head, you think it's cool to come take what I done worked for. You understand what I'm saying? Or a woman who feels that because, you know, K. Diddy with his trifling self just talking about he was making dick payments, because we having sex, you feel you entitled to half of what I got? After I done put in 18, 19, 20-hour days to build a little bitty empire that I got, because you gave me some coochie, you think you entitled to half?
Yeah, well, some courts feel like that's proper.
Yeah, well,
you know
I mean? a lot of times men think because women stay home and they run the household at home that's not a real job, and that's bullshit. So, yeah, it takes a lot to run a house. It takes a lot to raise kids.
If we have kids, I agree with that. If we're having children, I agree with what you're saying, because the children needs to be reared right, because they're a reflection and a continuation of who I am. And that's not what I'm downplaying. I'm not talking about somebody at home taking care of the kids and running the household and all that. I'm talking about somebody who just basically gave me some coochie. We've been together for a while. Yeah, we were married, but beyond that, we didn't build no foundation. You're not entitled to half my shit.
Where can I get a job where I can get paid to spend somebody else's money?
Here you go. Or a brother, you know what I mean, out there who, because he done slept with somebody for a while or been married to somebody, you ain't entitled to half that woman's wealth.
Tiger Woods.
So there it is, man. We really got life messed up in the head, man. K. Dizzle.
Yes, sir.
Let me see if anybody in the room want to cuss you out. Now, ain't nobody trying to cuss you out.
Oh, boy, listen. We talking about drama on today's show, boy, and controversy sometimes is a synonym for drama.
Just last night, you know you're wrong. Hell no, you ain't entitled to a third. You are not blasted entitled to a third.
She don't want the one third. She just want a third, not 33 and a third.
Absolutely. She's talking about they want a third. You know what I mean? Wow, we having so much fun on the show today. We talking about stuff. We're going to take a quick little musical break because, you know, I need a glass of water or something.
And then we can just joy out.
So, once again, quick little reminder, relentless self-promotion.
Yo, what up, world? It's your man, Pretty Tone, man. Come on. Yo, what up, world? It's your man, Pretty Tone, man. Coming through, dropping you a quick reminder that the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, is now available worldwide at www.worldmovement.com or www.playersuniversityfygu.com. Get your copy, support your boy. Autographed copies available in these sites. One love. Peace out.
Class heroes can dream. It's hard to look innocent when I got cookie crumbs all over my face and shit. You dig?
I like girls. They like me. They look so good. Make that envy. Don't you be the one and my only. I wanna be faithful, but I can't keep my hands out the cookie jar.
I need help trying to solve it, cause meeting after meeting, and I'm still a cookie whore. You can hide them, I'ma find them on the counter in the closet. And I'll say I ain't do it with my face covered in chocolate. My girl be setting booby traps to catch me eating Scooby snacks. I left crumbs in the bed once, but I told her I was through with that. She still don't be believing me, and I guess that I'm cool with that. But I got a sweet tooth that'll never come loose, and the truth of the matter is
I like girls.
And I never turn down some Oreos. If you got butter, vegan, Puerto Rican, or them oatmeal raisins, Asian, hazelnut, Brazilians, macadamia, Caucasian, double stuff or thin it. It don't matter, you get in it, cause I got a sweet tooth that'll never come loose. And the fact of the matter is
talking with my folks, and you can also catch me on Power 88, KCEP 88.1 on Saturdays, 3 to 6.
Right on, right on. And you know, the man, the myth, the legend, K Dizzle, holler at the good folks, tell them where they can come holler at you at, man.
Always, worldmovement.com, worldmovementrecords.ning.com, and that's Lamont at worldmovement.com. I just want to throw this out there for y'all, the techies, too. Who Is She and What Is She to You is also available. Kindle got it. Everybody got Android-based phones, can get it for iPad, iMac, all the Apple system. It's available now. You don't have to just go get the print volume, which you can get that everywhere also. But if you got the new Droid system, you can go get it right today. You don't have to wait. It's one thing World Movement try to do is stay on the leading edge of technology to bring you things such as Pretty Tony, books, music. You got them. That's it. Out.
That's it. That's all, man. And we love y'all. I don't think sometimes, especially in the black community, we say that enough.
We know.
It's a good thing to spread love.
Even if you don't like my sardines, we love you.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, long as you hook them up right. But anyway.
sardines with hot sauce.
You know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, to my brothers, especially my brothers out there, and I'm going to say this to my sisters. Matter of fact, I'm going to talk to the sisters first. A lot of y'all been through a lot. A lot of y'all been through a lot of disappointments and heartaches and a rough life just like we have, and it has hardened some of y'all. But at the end of the day, a woman cannot be a man just the way a man could not be a woman. Soften up a little bit, ladies. And brothers, if you got a woman who's good to you, please be good to her. We need to be good to each other and cut all this bullshit out. Too busy trying to break ourselves up, break each other down. You know what I mean? You think you can talk to a brother anyway. A brother think he can talk to you anyway. Nah, that's not what this life is about, man. Now, if you ain't good to me and your ass is trifling, kick rocks around this motherfucker. But if you're good to me, I should at least attempt to be good to you. And if I don't know how to be good to you, I should learn. Because life is about learning. Don't lose a good thing without trying to at least try. To you sisters out there, you know what I mean? Just last night up in the chat room talking about, what's that? She won a third. So, oh, Lon, she talking about she won more than a half. What the hell?
Boy, she go up every minute. Is it good like that?
Yeah, she going up every minute.
Is it good like that?
For real?
She left the meter running.
Damn, is it like a taxi service?
Hey, she left the meter running, dude. She didn't turn it off.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Join us every week right here on the show, man. I want to thank everybody who's taking time to check the new book out. And if you haven't, grab yourself a copy. Joy, Lady Joy, I ain't forgot you. Your copy on the way.
Okay.
Hot off the presses, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Come back and join us right here on the show.
Can a player play?
What's not? Yes, absolutely. What's not to love?
Every day I find more reasons to.
Let you get away.
There ain't no one.